It's Thursday, February 29th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. More details about the fatal crash on Highway 8 east of Cameron on Wednesday morning. Much of the state saw a record-breaking 60-degree drop in temps Tuesday into Wednesday, and more money is coming to western Wisconsin with health care grants. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A 69-year-old man from Winter is dead and a 52-year-old man from Hudson was injured when an SUV collided head-on with a semi-tractor trailer on Highway 8 near County Highway M east of Cameron Wednesday morning. The State Patrol said the SUV was driving west when it lost control and went into the lane of the semi. After the collision, the SUV was in the ditch and the semi was blocking both lanes of the road. Life-saving measures were given to the SUV driver, but he died at the scene. The road was closed for about 8 hours for the crash investigation by the State Patrol. Names have not been released at this time. Wisconsin cities recorded nearly 60-degree swings in temperatures within 24 hours from Tuesday into Wednesday morning. A review of the National Weather Service data shows the changes tied a record in at least one city and may have set a record for Milwaukee. Madison's 70-degree high on Tuesday plunged to 11 by Wednesday morning. That matches a November 1911 event. Milwaukee's high of 74 on Tuesday was followed by a low of 16 on Wednesday morning, a 58-degree change. Meteorologists think the 24-hour change may have broken or come close to previous record-setting events. Rice Lake saw a 55-degree drop from 58 degrees on Tuesday to 3 degrees Wednesday morning. Western Wisconsin will be getting $15 million to support health care. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers used the line item veto to modify a Republican-authored bill. As written, it only allowed that funding to go toward emergency services. The governor's version will allow the Department of Health Services to deliver funding to any hospital in the region. The action follows the recent announcement that HHS and Prevea Health will close several locations, including hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Great Lakes tribes want the Biden administration to oppose a pipeline. Bob Haig has the details.
In a letter, leaders of 30 tribes, including 9 of 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin, ask the administration to support the Bad River Chippewa in its dispute with Canadian pipeline firm Enbridge. Last June, a federal district court ordered Enbridge to stop operating Line 5 on the Bad River Reservation by 2026. Enbridge took the case to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which requested federal input last December. Well, the leader's letter presses the federal government to support tribal sovereignty in the dispute. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.